Let's start with the Terry McLaurin trade demand, because it came out quite literally about 5 minutes after we got off the air yesterday. Nice little kick to the tuchus.
Wasn't that nice?
For your pals.
Wasn't that fun?
I don't understand the timing of that announcement from him or his agent.
It's terrible timing by him and his agent.
So he, look, the agent clearly leaks this to, I think it was Jordan Schultz of Fox Sports who broke it initially. Doesn't really matter who it is. Schefter shortly after that came out with it. But generally, you want to leak things during the day, during the business hours, when all the national TV shows and radio shows are live and everyone can talk about it in the news cycle all day long, rather than right after the close of business, where by the time the morning rolls around, in D.C., it's still huge news, but there's a bunch of other things that are going to be happening. It's out of the news cycle. But on top of that, it's a little bit of a deep cut, nerdier thing. There is no access at the facility today.
Uh-huh.
So if you're the agent, part of what you're hoping to do is create a little bit of a circus. You are trying to make the story in Ashburn that Terry McLaurin requested a trade. And that'll be the story tomorrow when the media is back out there on a Saturday. Again, not a weekday, not when everyone's plugged in on their computers and trying to get all the news. Now it's a weekend storyline, which is better for the team anyway. And it's almost going to be 48 hours after the request for the trade. So just naturally in this minute-to-minute news cycle, a little bit of the fervor and the intensity dies down. So I just think from a sure business standpoint, like Agent 101, I was really surprised that they leaked it when they did.
Frankly, it's amateurish. It shows a lack of kind of understanding, because what's the point of it to announce it? You could do that internally and have those conversations. Why do you have a press conference at Eastern Motors where your job's your credit? Why are you signing autographs after practice every day? Why are you staging pictures and video of you and Terry talking after practices? You want it to go viral. You want people to be talking about it. You're trying to do your public pressure campaign. It just sort of shows you that it's not like this guy knows everything and has a total grasp on reality and what's supposed to be happening. This is a misstep, quite frankly. The idea is, no one can do business without Terry McLaurin. Everybody's so distracted. We're pressuring the team. You have to sign him. You did them a favor by announcing it in this way. Now, again, the crux of it is the trade demand. We'll get to all that. But it just kind of shows you, I have his agent filed in the maybe not the best category. I've kind of deduced that and figured it out.
I don't know that everything that they're doing at the park is for show. There's not a whole lot of places, honestly, where they're going to meet where the media is not going to see it. It's not like his agent's going in the building and can talk with him in the locker room necessarily. He's out there at practice, basically in the VIP area where families are. And just like the families come out on the field, there are other agents out on the field. We're just not interested in taking pictures of that interaction. So I don't think every time that they have a quick powwow or they have a conversation, or whether he's updating him on a conversation he had with Peters, or they're just talking about, you know, his mental and how Terry's holding up and how things are going, I don't think that's for show 100%. I mean, could they have text and phone conversations? Of course. Does Buddy Baker, the agent, have to be there? I guess not. I'm not saying it's 0% that they don't want to be seen. I think they're happy with the coverage that they're getting. As well, they should be, by the way. That's kind of my point with announce this yesterday at noon.
Mm-hmm.
You know, do it on Wednesday, as far away from the end of the week as possible. Like, there were strategies they could have implemented and executed, but just surprised by when they released it, and by that I mean leaked it. Could it have come out anyway? No, in other words, Jordan Schultz said within the last 30 minutes he had requested the trade, which means evening yesterday is when the agent told Peters Terry wants out. I don't think the team would have sent that to Adam Schefter,
right,
who seems to be the one that they go to with things, or Ian Rappaport or anybody else, because there's no real benefit for them to put out there that Terry McLaurin's requesting a trade. It's possible, and if that happens, okay, so be it. It wasn't the best situation ever. But at least you didn't set yourself up for a bad situation.
Mm-hmm.
You wait till first thing this morning, and it's 7 a.m. you send that out, and now it's the number one story in the news cycle for the next several hours. So I was a little surprised by that, but I guess we're burying the lead here, which is, what a development, man. I'm not surprised that he requested a trade. I've been saying for the last couple of weeks, it was actually odd that he hadn't requested a trade, as upset as he is. When you're holding out, normally you've already requested a trade, or you do it at the exact same time. When you're holding in, again, generally, see Trey Hendrickson, you've already gone public and said you'd like to be traded. So it was very strange to me. Those two things are normally coinciding and, you know, somewhat working in the same direction. I thought this would have happened a couple weeks ago. But when they didn't do it, it is their last card they can put down. It is their last play. And so if you're waiting, then doing it now is odd to me. Because when you didn't play that card, at least you could have waited closer to the start of the season. I just feel like he's got nothing left now, McLaurin and the agent. You've done your holdout. You ended it very quickly. You've done your hold-in. We're almost a week into that at this point. Everything's kind of calming down on that front. He still comes out and signs the autographs. But Danny, as an example, after days of us following him around with our cameras and chasing him up to the building so he could say we're taking it day by day, yesterday he was signing autographs for 30 minutes. There wasn't a single camera over there recording him. Like, it got to a point where it was no longer a bigger deal that he was doing it than whatever was going on at the facility. So that's kind of where we are on the hold-in front. And now the last thing is to request a trade, which is a bigger deal than holding out or holding in.
Right.
This is the first time he has made the public statement to say, I'd rather have my money somewhere else than just be here on a cheaper deal. But where's this thing headed? I think still nowhere. I mean, the team's not trading Terry McLaurin.
Yeah, here's how the conversation would go for me. Hey, we'd like to request a trade. No. Would you like to talk about anything else, or do you want to keep holding out or in or whatever? I mean, it's pretty simple. At this juncture, there's no way I can replace a wide receiver one plus an incentive for me to do it. So no, there's no trade. Now, if you go out there as the agent and bring me something amazing, we can have a conversation. But I don't think that's going to happen. I think everybody's pretty much set. I might get a third rounder or something like that. Maybe a low second for Terry McLaurin. That's not worth it to me. I've got a win now window. We want him to play football. He's under contract for 25 this year. We could franchise him for 28 next year. We got you. So if you want to play football, it's for us. What else do you want to do? I mean, it's pretty simple to me.
Yeah, I went through the recent history of just receivers who have requested trades, but star players at other positions have done it as well. And they don't get traded. It doesn't really happen. There are certainly examples where it has, but T. Higgins wanted a trade, requested it from the Bengals, was every bit as angry with Cincinnati as McLaurin is with Washington. It was actually a little bit uglier for longer. I think that's just because McLaurin is having a hard time being the bad guy somewhat. But T. Higgins is still a Cincinnati Bengal as we sit here and talk now after 2 years of him and the team being in a game of chicken. And he's on a new deal, by the way. He actually signed a new contract there. Brandon Ayuk, remember, requested a trade from the San Francisco 49ers last year. He and Jaden Daniels were like flirting with their videos and their texts, and he's got pictures of Commanders practice somehow and whatever was going on. And those guys are boys, right? He wants a trade from San Francisco. It pretty clearly wanted to be here in Washington. Let me just see what team he's on. Oh, he's still on the 49ers, and he's got a new contract. Deebo Samuel is now on Washington and was traded this offseason. It's been couple of years since he started asking for a trade and agitating to get out of San Francisco, and he didn't get the deal when he asked for it, and he played that season for the 49ers because you just don't have the ability to force them to trade you. The chances that they actually trade McLaurin are remote. If I got one text from a Commanders fan yesterday or one comment, I must have got 50 from people who were sad or, you know, crying emoji or it's all over, Terry's gone. I'm going, no. These are two very, very different things. I can request to be in a certain teacher's class. The school does not have to grant it. I can request to my wife, hey, I'd like to sleep in tomorrow, and I'd like to go to the Nats game at 4:05. And she could say, that's a good request.
Thank you for your request.
They have no reason to grant this. I couldn't come up with one legitimate reason why the Commanders would or should trade Terry McLaurin. If they do, Danny, your receiver room is substandard and below average, and you can't accomplish any of your goals. Oh, by the way, he's under contract this year.
Yeah.
He has to show up. And you have the hammer you can slam still for next year, which is a franchise tag. So there's really no reason for them to grant him this trade. Zero.
Again, especially at this stage, at this juncture. This is a professional human being trying to better his livelihood. So I'm not diminishing that. I'm giving you the analogy, okay? So I'm not comparing him to my children, all right? It's a grown man. But when my child says, I'm not going to brush my teeth, you are. As you can get as mad as you want. You can agitate as much as you want. You can throw as many things as you want. You can scream and yell and throw your temper tantrum. In this case, it's a professional one. But that's what this is. This is a professional temper tantrum. And again, it's not you know, he's not impugning anybody. He's not ripping anybody's character or, you know, lighting fire to things on his way out yet. But that's what this amounts to. The team has the hammer here, as you already said. And I keep coming back to this. This has been my salient point throughout this entire process. 25 this year, 28 next year, according to overthecap.com. Maybe it's 29, maybe it's 28.5 for the franchise tag. And after that, we can have a conversation. There is no reason for the team to go above those totals unless you buy the argument, but it's Terry and we love him and he's different. The team clearly doesn't view it that way. So in terms of their negotiating leverage, this to me is the, okay, man, now we're just playing the waiting game. That's the last lever you can pull is the trade me. No, what else you got? I mean, that's how quickly that would be dismissed for me if I was Danny Peters. Yeah.